All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the channel. Kaylee here, and I have another special guest. I have Jared with us today, one of our mentorship clients. Who's going to share with you his success story. Welcome, Jared.
Hey, it's awesome to be here.
So, Jared, we've been working with you for a few months now. So just so for the viewers to see, what were some of your biggest symptoms?
So some of my biggest symptoms, definitely panic attacks. That was number one. That's kind of what dropped me into this whole thing at first. One of my big symptoms was chest tightness, like just feeling like I'm not getting a full breath, almost feeling like I have, like someone has wrapped 1,000 rubber bands around my chest. And I would have that feeling with me for days, weeks, months, and it would just kind of come and go. That was something that, like, really, I was just fixated on a lot. Same thing with like heart palpitations, anything with my chest, like, I just thought I was having a heart problem, like a breathing problem. Anything with my chest was just really, really sticky with me. DPDR, visual stuff, blurry vision, seeing a bunch of floaters and kind of like the visual snow effect. I had a bunch of like hot and cold sensations going through my body, just kind of weird skin sensations, digestive issues. I had some weird kind of gastrointestinal stuff, which I now understand how closely, your gut is linked to your mental health. And yeah, just aches and pains, tingling. I've had a lot of weird physical symptoms.
It's funny, you sound like me. Because physical ones were the big ones for me as well, too. Mental, obviously, and as we talk about all the time, like, yes, physical sensations are there and they're big symptoms, but they're often underpinned by the cognitive or thought-based ones as well. But yeah, and what would you say out of 10, the intensity of those symptoms were?
Sometimes it could be a 10. It was all I could think about, and it was just on my mind all day. I felt like I just couldn't even like leave my house. It's just I would just be laying on my couch or my bed, and I'm just so fixated on everything I'm feeling and all the symptoms, and it just felt so debilitating at some points. So I mean, some days it would be a 10, some days it'd be more moderate, maybe a 6 or 7, but it was just always there, and I was just constantly fixated on it.
Yeah, and frequency, like, so you had all of them more or less at the same time, just kind of floating in and out, or.
Yeah, they would kind of juggle. It would just be like, okay, here's a symptom, then it comes back or it goes away, then a new symptom comes, and it would just kind of, it was just like a freaking tilt-a-whirl. It'll just go from one symptom to another, and it would just keep going and going and going. And sometimes they'd all be there, sometimes it would just be one that I'm really fixated on at that moment. It's like my brain is just trying to, kind of attach to one symptom and just fixate on it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy the ways in which anxiety manifests in the body. So speaking of symptoms then, let's take it back. How did this all start for you?
Okay, so this is actually not the first time I've dealt with anxiety. I've actually been dealing with anxiety since I was a kid. And I hate to say it, but I like some of my earliest memories of when I was like a young kid or me like having a panic attack. And I just didn't really understand the feeling of that. And really, when I was a kid, I just, start crying because I'm feeling fear or whatever. And, when I was a kid, you don't really overthink too much. And so yeah, I kind of had a few panic attacks when I was a kid, and then I actually dropped into the anxiety cycle when I was a teenager at one point, and I started having panic attacks. And I remember having a panic attack when I was playing baseball. I was on the baseball field. I just had a weird sensation, like almost a dizzy sensation, very unsteady, and I just knew I needed to get off the field. I needed to get some water or something. And then from that moment on, it's like every time I went to get on the ball field, I would feel that same sensation of like fear, just like a very, very unsteady feeling, like something bad's gonna happen. And I remember, this was a far less intense cycle than this most recent one, but I remember going to the doctors and I really didn't even know how to explain it to them. I would just say, like, I feel very worried. Something bad is like gonna happen. Like I couldn't really articulate what I was feeling. I just felt fear, like feeling like something bad is gonna happen. And I just was having panic attacks, like at school and playing baseball, and I kind of just somehow got out of it. I don't really know how. I kind of subconsciously just kind of do or did what you guys teach. Like I just, I just thought it was like a phase I went through. And then fast forward to college, I actually had some more bouts of anxiety. I had a few panic attacks, and they were kind of very specific to some situations. I didn't really overthink it too much. It didn't really drop me in the cycle. And fast forward to, now that I'm an adult, I've been out of college for a few years now. And this all kind of came back to me. I had a panic attack in June of 2023 when I was driving to one of my best friend's weddings. And it just hit me out of nowhere. It was just, I just suddenly had a thought like, man, what if I, like, I kind of feel funny right now. Like, I hope I don't have like some anxiety or a panic attack. And it just hit me like a truck. And at that moment on, I just slowly spiraled because I just didn't realize like my thought could just like lead into that one thought just kind of led me into just having that intense feeling of fear and panic. And I just slowly kind of spiraled from there over the past, what is it? It's been over a year now. And I just started having panic attacks really while driving, like just driving to work, getting stuck in traffic. I would just get the thoughts would start running and I would feel the adrenaline just hit me. And I got to a point where I would actually start getting these sensations in the gym because I really like working out and like I'm just really into bodybuilding. And I would start getting these sensations of panic, like it just as soon as my heart rate would go up. I'm sitting there thinking like, what in the world is going on? Like I'm just trying to work out. It's like I've been doing this for years. Why am I feeling like this? I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm just like so fixated on it, and I'm worried I'm not going to be able to work out anymore. And it got to a point where I had a panic attack after I just had a really long day, and I had gone to the gym, and I came home, and I was just feeling off. And I've just been ruminating on this for months at this point, because I'm just like, why is it not going away? I thought that I was done with this. I thought this was just a phase I had, And I just had a panic attack just sitting at home, and it was so intense. I mean, I remember feeling my heart just palpitate a couple times. I didn't think too much of it, and then it happened again. And then as soon as it happened again, I felt the fear hit me, the adrenaline just like enveloped my whole body, and it wouldn't go away the whole time. I'm just, completely doing the 5S, and I actually ended up having my dad take me to the hospital because I thought I was dying. In that moment, I just thought I was dying. And I was like, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a stroke. I don't know what's going on. Went to the hospital and they're telling me everything is okay. Like they run all their tests, EKG, all sorts of tests. And they tell me, yeah, you're fine. I mean, did you take some pre-workout or something? Maybe it was the caffeine. I'm like, well, yeah, I took pre-workout, but I've been taking pre-workout for years. Like what this, there's no way, there's nothing not wrong with me. And, from there on, it just got worse and worse. And then I got to a point where, I was just fearing, like, I just felt like I just couldn't hardly drive anywhere. I'm just getting panic attacks when I'm driving. I'm going to the gym. I feel like I'm getting panic attacks every time I go to the gym. And I got to the point where I couldn't even lay down in my bed and try and go to sleep. I mean, the thoughts, like the intrusive thoughts, the symptoms, this is when the symptoms started creeping in, like these 24/7 symptoms. And the thoughts would hit me at night and I would just get a panic attack every time I would just try and go to sleep. And I just was so like fixated on it. And it would get to a point where I would fall asleep and then I'd wake up 30 minutes later, fall asleep, wake up 30 minutes later. And sometimes I would wake up just in a panic attack. And I'm just sitting there thinking like, okay, do I need to go to the hospital again? Is this the night where I got to go back to the hospital? Like I don't know what's going on. And it got to a point where I finally found Sean's YouTube videos. And I want to say it was probably maybe 2 or 3 months or even longer before I even joined the program. And I was just like obsessed with Sean's videos because everything the dude was saying, I was like, dude, I relate to everything this guy's saying. And then I started getting into watching like people's success stories. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what these people are saying, this is exactly what is happening to me. And then I'm seeing like there it's possible to get out of this. And it's like deep down, I know there's a way to get out of this because this has happened to me before. Albeit it wasn't at nearly as intense as it is now, because I've just spent months and months of just, resisting and, just kind of spiraling out of control. And, but it just gave me so much hope. And I remember just watching Sean's videos and really just trying to like do it on my own. I was like, okay, I can do this. I can just watch this guy's YouTube videos and I could do everything he's saying. And, I think I can do it. And, it would get to a point where I would make a little bit of headway and then boom, it would just hit me again. And I'm like, okay, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe there's some gas in what I'm watching. Maybe I just need to keep watching the videos and maybe I could figure it out. And it got to a point where I was like, man, what do I have to lose? Let me just go ahead and apply for the mentorship and let me see what happens. And so that's kind of what led me to find Bye Bye Panic.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Not your systems aren't awesome, or your that you know all the hardship isn't awesome. But I mean, like, just to see, well, we'll get to it. We'll get to like where you are today. But before we get to that question, there's something that you said just now that I want to just touch upon because they're really, really important, and I think they'll really help people who are watching this video. The first thing that you mentioned, kind of in the beginning of your story, is about the fact that you had fallen in before, but you have come out. And I'm sure you now that you've been in mentorship for 4 months now, you've seen people who've come in after you and you've heard that same narrative, right? Like, I had anxiety before, I had it 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and I recovered and I was fine. And then bam, here I am again. Like, I hear that from, I would say, probably like half the people that I work with in the mentorship. I think that's really, really important to point out, because we talk about the solution in a moment, right? People, think that, oh, because I came out before, oh, I can do it again, not knowing, right? And I'm sure when you're going through your journey, you're like, oh, well, I've been here before, but this time, why isn't it getting better? Right? Instead of being kind of a motivating factor, it becomes another kind of pressure because you're like, oh, well, I fixed this before. What did I do then? And then it becomes kind of worse and worse and worse. So I almost believe, and this is like my theory from working with people with anxiety for such a long time now, is that coming out before could actually be a hindrance, or actually can cause you to stay stuck longer because you use that past experience as a way of like saying like, oh, like, well, I did it before, why can't I do it now? But with the wrong intention. And I'm
So it's good that you mentioned that, because when I joined the program, it's like you understand that, yeah, you might have gotten out of it before, like in my case, but the thing is, you really never addressed the root problem, right? And so that's when you actually join the program, you start, going through what you guys teach, and you start joining the group calls, and you start actually practicing what you guys teach, and then you realize it's like, well, I've really never addressed the root problem, which is just the anxiety. And so that's the important part. It's like, yeah, okay, you can come out of this part where your body is, you have a sensitized nervous system, which is what you guys, it's what we kind of teach here. Your body's just in this state. So yes, you can come out of that state, but at the same time, you need to be aware of how you fell in. And that's what's really important, is this program teaches you how to address the root problem. And that's something that has become very abundantly clear to me, and how that I've just not handled like my thought patterns in a healthy way at all, or just any sort of negative emotion, or like a situation that's uncomfortable, or I mean life stressors in general. That's like been a big thing for me, is like the program just teaches you how to just respond to these things in a healthy way. And falling into the cycle, it kind of feels like you're forced to address it, but when you start actually responding and you start practicing what you guys teach, it's like this was so necessary. Like, I'm so glad that it did happen, because now I finally have some clarity on, like, how to address or change my relationship with the anxiety, So it's really good that you picked that up, or mentioned that.
Because I often find people will come in and say, well, I recovered before. And my first question I always ask them after is, well, what did you do? Did you know what you did to come out? And the answer is, no, I don't know. I just came out. Exactly what you said, Jared. Right. And then I'm like, usually that for me is like an aha, like, well, an aha for them, but an aha for me to point out for them. Whereas, like, yes, like that's a key thing, right? Is that, yes, you came out of it before, but you came out almost unconsciously. Like, you weren't aware of the behaviors and actions that you were doing that A made you fall in the first place. Like you, Jared, a lot of people come in too and they're like, oh yeah, I had a panic attack while driving, attack after I smoked some weed, I had a panic attack here, or I don't know, something has happened, right? And I was the same way, where when I fell in, I was like, yeah, I had a panic attack randomly while driving, and that was why I fell in. I don't know why. And then as I understood consciously the mind-body connection and the behavioral element of anxiety, right? Which, as we know, and like now, science is catching up with that, is that anxiety is not an issue with like your chemicals in your brain, right? Like anxiety is a behavior. So it's a behavior that you are doing that is telling your body that something is wrong and putting you in this state, right? And it was only until I learned that connection that I was like, oh, I didn't just fall in through a panic attack. I actually fell in because I was doing X, Y, Z. And now looking back, I can actually say, wow, like I had my body under a lot of stress. And not only that, I was responding incorrectly mentally. So in this pro in the program, and we'll get to that question in a moment, right, is that we really teach people how to understand that mind-body connection and, you know, how your thoughts and how you respond to whether it be the anxiety or just everyday situations that keeps your body stuck in this state. And how do you get out consciously so you don't fall back in? Like most people who say they fell out of it unknowingly or they don't know how, right? That's because they don't understand what they were doing and the behaviors weren't really addressed. So Jerry, one quick question as well. So you fell in June 2023, and you found Sean's videos 6-ish months ago.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint like a time. I mean, it's probably, I want to say December, January, fall
Okay.
in that June, somewhere in there.
So between June and December, January, did you try any other things to try and fix it?
Oh, definitely. So I tried like changing my my diet. I tried pills, I tried supplements. I was convinced it was like too much caffeine. Like I stopped drinking caffeine cold turkey for probably 6 months. I was just like, maybe my heart is just not responding to caffeine correctly or something like that. I'm just sitting there trying to fix it the whole time. I tried meditation, which arguably made it worse. I gave meditation a few tries. Another thing was trying to physically just exhaust myself, because when I stopped, like I went through a phase where I just couldn't sleep because the panic attacks at night were just, they were just so brutal, and the thoughts and everything. I was losing so much sleep, and I felt like I was losing my mind. And so I would just try and like walk. I would go outside and walk. I would just walk for miles and miles and miles. I would just try and make myself very tired. And I would at first just start off with jogging, but it would got to the point where my legs hurt so bad, I'm like, okay, I just need to walk because I can't jog anymore. So, I mean, literally, I was trying to run away from my anxiety. I guess you could argue. What else did I try? I tried like grounding. I tried going outside and just like, barefoot on the grass, trying to, be one with the earth or whatever. I was just trying all crazy sorts of things. So I guess, yeah, changing my diet too. I mentioned that I tried not eating any carbs. That didn't last long at all. I was like, no, I need some carbs. So yeah, those are some of the few things that I tried. I mean, there's some more I can't think off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, no, I always love that question because obviously people who fall in, right, and they're in the beginning stages and they're stuck. It's just crazy to me just how many answers there are on the web, out there that people turn to, and just how much misinformation as well too. It's actually one of the reasons why I really wanted to help Sean and why how Sean found me was because just like you, it's like I fell in. Here I was completely lost. Like here was my life previously. I was a normal person, and then now I have debilitating anxiety. I can't leave my house. I can't drive. I have these symptoms that weren't there prior, right? I was drinking coffee before, and now you drink coffee. My body goes into overdrive. I can't sleep. Like almost like a light switch went off, right? And you're so desperate to get better, and online can be just a vortex or a black hole of information that can lead you down different pathways. And that's why it, for me, at least, like I'm really passionate because it's just like the answer is there. The answer is simple, but simple, and I say that with context, simple, but not easy. We'll get to it, but like, you know, you change your behaviors and it's a simple kind of response, but to actually get that down, both under the experience of being sensitized and your body's physiological changes that make it hard for you to respond correctly, but also to the changing learned behaviors and habits that we've ingrained for, like for you since childhood, right? It's challenging, but the answer is simple. So it's just, you know, it always fascinates me just how much information or misinformation is out there and how many things are done. not to say as well too that like meditation or like eating a healthy diet or exercise isn't helpful for people, but when we're sensitized, it's a completely different ball game. It's not just, situational anxiety. It's like our body is now literally in a different state where the solution is going to be a little bit different. Not a little bit, it is different. This is different, right? And it's going to take some time. But to my next question then. So a year ago, a year and a few months ago, you fell in all kinds of stuff you were trying. You found Sean in January, like winterish, and then joined the mentorship about four and a half months ago.
Yes.
So how did that change how you tried to fix your anxiety? And how was your experience?
So when I joined, the sense of like relief that I had in joining like the community, because that was a big part for me, was just having a community of people that I could kind of, rely on and be like surround myself with people who I know have been through this before, and they know exactly, what to do or what the response should be, with your anxiety. So I think it just really helped me to just take the leap of faith. Like, because I was a little bit skeptical before, but after trying it by myself, or, thinking I could do it by myself, or and just I kept trying to do it, and it got to a point where I was like, you know what do I have to lose? Like, the whole community aspect of it, I think, would be very important for me, and to just surround myself with people who are like-minded and people who are going through the same things. And it was like really helpful to see that I'm not like crazy, or like, I'm not unique or whatever. It's, I'm listening to people who are going through the same thing as me, and not only are they going through it, but they're trying to, better themselves. They're trying to overcome this, and they're just trying to take that leap of faith and, just build themselves for their future. Because when you join, it's like you kind of slowly realize, like, you're not only try everyone wants to be desensitized, right? And we all don't want to have this anxiety anymore. But when you start, surrounding yourself with people who are going through the same thing as you, and everyone's posting their wins, and you guys are talking on group calls and things, it's so easy to just have a good mindset shift and to just know that, yeah, everything's going to be okay. Like, it's hard, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but it's okay. Like, that's what the community is for. And you have questions, you can check in. And I think what it comes down to is just not being afraid to ask for help, because like there's nothing wrong with wanting to surround yourself with people who are, successful in general. It's like, you are who you surround yourself with. So I feel like, the community aspect for me has just been super, super important to me. And definitely one of the best things I've done was, just trying to just making that leap of faith and just applying for the mentorship and, joining up.
Yeah, and how are you today with your symptoms and your anxiety?
So yeah, I knew that question was coming. I still have anxiety. And I still have my symptoms, and I still have like the certain situational things that might, cause my symptoms or my anxiety to flare up. But it's just that I understand, like, my relationship to my anxiety has changed. And that's been the most important part for me, is knowing that, it takes a lot of practice, but knowing how to respond to these thoughts and these symptoms that just feel overwhelming. It's just been a gradual shift. But so far, I mean, it's just the thoughts and the symptoms they just don't really affect me like they used to. Like, I just find myself caring less and less about it. And, getting to that place where you understand, like, you have spent so long being obsessed with your anxiety, and now's a chance to where you just have to, you just give up the fight, right? And so slowly and surely, I mean, the symptoms, the anxiety, the thoughts, I mean, just kind of letting it be there, and just doing your best to focus on your life over time, you see that it just becomes less and less important. And for me, it's just I have just called anxiety's bluff every single time, and it's just becoming less and less important. Like, it gets to a point where anxiety, it's like I don't even have a list of things that my anxiety convinced me, I wouldn't be able to do again. And I've done it all. I've done it with the anxiety, with the thoughts, with the symptoms. And it's like, well, I mean, that was all kind of a lie. I mean, You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just over time, like I understand what the response should be. And I truly see myself as being on the road to recovery, you know, and I'm not recovered yet, obviously, you know, I'm still sensitized. I still have symptoms, but it's just that I just don't care. I don't care what anxiety throws at me anymore because, you know, it's just not important to me. And so definitely I'm on the road to recovery. I believe that 100%.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that, Jared, because I want to just point out to all the viewers who are watching. I think for some people, especially those of you who were like in the thick of it or in the beginning of it, right? You're watching the story, and you're like, well, he's not recovered. He has symptoms still, right? And that's like a big red flag or an alarm bell goes off in your head, right? Jared's only been in the program for 4 months, right? Which is amazing considering how much you have changed that behavioral piece that we've been talking about with anxiety. Because how most people define it in recovery is they define it as being an absence of symptoms, right? But Jared, you in your story, you brought the example of, yeah, I came out of it before, but I fell back in. And many people we work with, same story. Yep, I came out of it before and I fell back in. So yes, by that definition, you were recovered because you no longer had symptoms, but you didn't address the thoughts and behaviors that would keep you out long term. And that's the key thing I hope people who are watching here is hearing with Jared's story, right? Because for him, it's like, yeah, symptoms are still there. And if I'm being honest with everyone who's watching, symptoms take time to go away. You are not going to, if you were like how Jared was, 10 out of 10, multiple symptoms, I was just in the same place as Jared was years ago, your body needs more than 4 months to recover from that level of being sensitized. It took me probably at least 2 years to get to a fully flat line where I was back to being completely symptom-free, 100%. But in those 2 years, though, obviously, it wasn't like 10 out of 10 for 2 years. It was getting significantly better. And I was living my life, as Jared mentioned. And what I've come to learn, both from my own journey and reflecting back on it, and both from working with hundreds of people that I've been working with over the past 4 years, is that it's not actually about being symptom-free. That's not the marker we're looking for, especially as a mentor, someone who has recovered. For me, I'm looking for that attitude that Jared talks about, right? Have you understood how anxiety works? Have you learned, and not only learned, but also have practiced and mastered responding to your anxiety in all situations? Have you gotten back into living your life? And are you able to live and respond to your symptoms? Have you stopped resisting them? Right? Jared's like, yeah, you go about your day, you do your stuff, and symptoms don't bother you anymore. Because for people who have learned that and have mastered that, it's just a matter of time at that point. A time for your body to get the feedback from your brain and from what you're telling it, and symptoms will all go away, and they will go away long term or forever. Right. So that for me as a mentor is true recovery. It's when you've learned to really respond to your symptoms. And you'll see Jared as well too, like in you're only 4 months into, being with us at least, and you have some more to discuss. There are gonna be little nuances throughout your journey as you learn more things or anxiety challenges you throughout. But that mindset piece you talked about and those behavioral changes and those responses are the key. And you're at such a like a great place. And not only that, like in the community, you're always such like a, I don't know, cheerleader, I guess. Like you're always helping others. You've really gotten it. You understand. And it's apparent both in how fast you've mastered that response piece, which is why you're here right now, but also how you help others. Which is amazing. If I don't think a year ago you would have thought that you'd be where you are right now.
Definitely not. It's like it's almost bizarre to see how far I've come. And like sometimes, you know, as you know, sometimes your anxiety will be really high and it'll make you feel like you haven't made any progress. But then you're just like, okay, that's just a thought, right? The whole thought thing. You know, I've been down that road and you know, that was really hard for me. It was just like, you know, I used to just identify with every single thought coming into my head, right? But it's like when you come to that realization, it's like, yeah, you're not your thoughts. It's just a thought. You don't have to take that thought down the rabbit hole of those other thoughts. I know where those thoughts lead. So, I mean, that was like a big click for me too. But yeah, I mean, it's bizarre to see how far I've come. And Like you said, I feel like I've just gotten really, really comfortable with the response, and I definitely feel like I'm on the road to recovery, and I still have a long way to go, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, whatever anxiety throws my way. I have faith in the future. So.
Yeah, and that's like such key mindset things right there, right? That we always talk about. So amazing. So my last question for you then, Jared, is, you mentioned that you would watch Sean's videos, love the success stories. So now here you are. You are now on the channel. So
Yeah.
what would you tell someone who is where you were 6, 7, 8 months ago, a year ago, who's watching this video? What would you tell them?
So I would tell them that I know it probably feels like you are stuck. I know it feels like, there's no way out of this, and that these thoughts and these symptoms and the panic attacks or whatever, it feels like it's just too overwhelming. And it just feels like you've lost control of everything. I know it may feel like that, but what I will tell you is what is in your control is recovery, and that you actually hold the power, and that you just need to have faith in yourself and a willingness to go through this, and a willingness to change for the better, because the future you is counting on you right now. So recovery is 100% in your hands, and I can definitely attest to that. And that's coming from someone who's not recovered. I mean, I still, like I said, I've got a long way to go, but I truly know that acceptance is the way to go and to address the root problem, which is anxiety. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Thank you, Jared. Yeah, and for anyone watching, I know we didn't really go in depth with the response we talk about, but I mean, Sean's whole YouTube channel is dedicated to all the videos. So if you're new here, you're just watching the video for the first time, go check it out. Sean also has a blueprint manual that goes over what the response or methods are that we talk about of how to overcome and respond to your anxiety. And like always, if you want to join the mentorship or any of our other programs, the links are down below to find out more information. Thank you, Jared. I mean, we still have more work to do together, so I'll see you in the community. But thank you for sharing your story. These stories are so invaluable for people who are going through this. And I know for myself, I would love to share stories like yours in the journey to give that hope. So thank you, Jared.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. We'll see you around.